It sounds like the two deceased miners, Nick Capano and his supervisor, Rick Williams, had gotten into a portion of the mine where there was lethal levels of carbon monoxide gas. Nick Capano, who was a young, inexperienced miner, he had just started working there a couple of weeks ago. He succumbed to the gas, and Williams discovered him and tried to save him, but also succumbed. And when other miners in the area discovered the two, they attempted a rescue, but ultimately were not successful.
And when you say succumbed, are you saying passed out or died, passed away?
They died. They both died.
And then the other miners were trying to carry them out?
Yes. From what I understand, they were using the air hoses on their pneumatic drills to try to clear the air. They were able to get to the two of them, and Rick Williams at the time was actually still alive when the other miners found them. They weren't sure if Capano was alive, and they tried to drag him away from the area with the bad air, realized that it was too late, that he was dead, and they went back for Williams, and by that time, Williams had also died.
What do we know about how things were run there? I understand it was opened pretty recently.
Yes, Star Mine acquired the property in late 2011. At that time, the property had not been active for some time. There had been efforts over the years to get it going again, but the last time anyone was in there was a decade or two ago. So they had a big project on their hands to rehabilitate the mine and bring it back into production. They actually hired a lot of very skilled and experienced miners from Ouray and Silverton, people who had worked in the mines for years before the mines shut down in the 80s and 90s. So I think they had a very skilled team, but there have been some revelations that have come out since this accident happened that there was a concern about the safety of the operation up there.
A concern by workers there, or?
Yes, there have been four miners since March who had complained to MSHA about safety conditions at the mine and just some concern in the community, more on a scuttlebutt level, that it wasn't necessarily the safest place to work.
I can imagine that there are strict protocols that miners are taught to follow in a situation like the one that you're describing. Do we know whether they were following those protocols or if there was some lack of information or training for everyone to get out safely?
All miners are required to carry self-rescue devices, to have them on their person or near their person at all times when they're underground. And it has been confirmed that all of the miners involved in this tragedy did have their self-rescue devices. It doesn't sound like they actually used them. From what I understand, they had been trained to only use their self-rescue devices if they saw smoke. And, of course, carbon monoxide is an invisible gas. There was no smoke in the area.
Well, Samantha Wright, thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
You're very welcome.